Affirmation is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Well, okay, so socializing has certainly become something different for me in this lifetime than I have experienced ever before. And that certainly has to do with social media and the advancements of modern technology. But when it comes to crowds and health, does size matter? Before we get into a little bit of this British anthropologist that I've been reading and what he says about it, I'm going to throw it to my little partner here, or my big partner, sorry, size does matter. My big partner, Dr. Decker Weiss, just from that flash of the headline, socializing and health, what do you think about group sizes and how healthy, how big, how small, what's your knee-jerk reaction?
My knee-jerk reaction is something very personal. I don't do well in groups.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. And I was in Europe for meetings, and I saw the tour groups go around where, you know, they throw the sign up and they all line up. And I realized, oh my God, that would be my worst nightmare, moving at the pace of a group. And therefore, it wouldn't be a good time. I could tour the greatest place in the world with the best information available. I wouldn't enjoy it. So the first thing I thought of is knowing who you are. And I think some of that's culturally, too. When I was in China, it was my personal space. It was hard. I went for a long run every morning and found these parks, because when you're walking through the cities, you're just jammed up, and it was unhealthy for me. I didn't breathe. It gave me a little anxiety. So I took a personal thing about how would I handle that, and it does link to my health. My feelings, my mood will change.
That, and it's exactly what we're seeing from the research, quite honestly. And I would concur. And so what I think is really important for the listeners today, I want to just focus on Facebook. Now, I'm not sure about my personal Facebook. I know my professional Facebook has over 10,000 followers, and I love them because I feel like I've always wanted to cultivate the community where we can talk and I can get input. People tend on my Facebook page at least to be very positive, even if there's some constructive criticism or something that perhaps that I post that somebody has another opinion about, but it's really been a good experience for me. I think in my personal page, I have almost upwards to 1,000, right, people. And I quite honestly, let me tell you something. That would be about 10 times the upper limit than this anthropologist, Robin Dunbar, has come up with. Okay, he's a British anthropologist. 10 times, because what happens is that he has, through much research, understood that the upper limit for healthy group size is about 150 for a community or a workplace. Really? And about this intimate size, the circle of 12, okay? About 12 people. Now, I come up with this a lot. So we're thinking about our Facebook pages and maintaining that community. That's a lot. You know, perhaps we've changed or we're fooling ourselves, but I think that this group size goes back for a long, long time, and it's really important that we talk about it, because what there has been studied, what the studies have been about, is that it's too much. It's too much social grooming to maintain the group if it's too high, and it's costly. Mm-hmm. And it starts to affect people's health adversely in inflammation, in metrics like blood pressure,
absolutely,
in metrics like, yes. And so I think, you know, one of the things that I have often socially not been a fan of are huge dinners. So we go out with our workplace perhaps, or, you know, for me, I'm involved in many different circles, the AANP, the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, the Institute of Natural Medicine, et cetera. And we have a board meeting, and then we have this dinner, right? And there's like 28 people at the dinner.
I've sat next to you at some of these, yeah.
Right, and so you and I can talk, but there's this huge, so I think.
Well, Holly, I thank God that you sat next to me.
Right, exactly.
I was like, who's going to get stuck with this deal? Because I'm so hyperactive that I'm like, oh my God, I got to sit through a dinner like this. Thank you.
So I think the point is, contrary to the wisdom of high school cliques, bigger is not necessary better. I think primates lower on the pecking order maintain group size through grooming circles. But somewhere along the line, we decided that talking was a much more efficient way of maintaining group cohesiveness than, you know, sort of picking, like, you can, the primates of, like, picking lice out of our sons. And I think for the talking perspective, if we're thinking about our circle of friends or family, 12, they say, is the upper limit for that intimate circle, 150 for a community or a workplace. That's what some of these studies are saying as the upper limit.
I just find how you manage to mix in eating lice out of people's hair into this segment. I'm very
well. This and
that.
These are the primates that
it
I'm talking
true,
about.
Though.
Yeah,
it was a dual function. You know, here's the other thing I think about is that, I mean, anxiety, depression is just skyrocketing, and one of the things, I don't know, listeners, if you've listened to some of our previous shows about antidepressant and stuff, what you'll find is that the new diagnostics manual for anxiety and for, you know, social disorders, mental disorders, they call it the DSM. It's coming out. One of the things about it is that there's no new drug classes that are being worked on. Everything in mental health as far as pharmacology literally is going back to scratch. And it's not anybody's fault. We are not blaming drug industry for this. What we are saying is they don't know what to do. Well, we're going to have to get individual. I don't do well in groups, but my dad loved the big group tour when he traveled. When my dad went to a foreign city, the first thing he wanted to do was get on the bus and do the big tour with, you know, the whole day tour with the bad lunch. I would go crazy with that. I just wasn't him. We're going to have to find out individually. Listeners, if you're somebody who works in a big company with big meetings and you're anxious, maybe that's not the job for you. There's an application here, Holly. This needs to be applied to people with anxiety and mental emotional disorders. I think this is very, very important because we're also talking about what people do on an everyday basis for workplace. Now, you also might be somebody who works at home who's very social, and you might develop depression because you're not around other people. You're not a lone wolf. You're a team player. When we were back with ITI, so those groups used to sit in those meetings, right? And some enjoyed it, some didn't. I think there's an application here.
There's definitely application, and I think that also there could be a lower limit. Upper limit we're talking about, and that we're talking about that this is established long, long time ago as perhaps an actual, like, self-limiting brain mechanism that was forged many, many years ago that still persists today. So maybe we're talking about there's a lower limit, too. I know that sometimes, you know, I'm in my practice only 2.5 days a week, and if not, I'm doing other things, usually by myself, and I have to admit that I like to get out and socialize with people, so that lower limit is important. And I think what's important for our listeners is to understand perhaps that, guess what? It's a contributing factor, and it might matter. Okay. The size of your social group, whether too low or too big, might be affecting your health adversely. And the good news is that you can be aware now that you have some information that this even exists, and you can make changes accordingly, you know, as it pertains to how you might feel. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to tell you that long table where there's you can't hear anybody and you're yelling and you're not really connecting. We had family in town. It was a big event here, and I refused to go to a restaurant unless we had a big round table that we could all fit at. Yeah. And we found it. There was actually, it was only 9 of us, but it was 9 people that needed to know each other that had never met before. And it was going to be my in-laws. And so we found it in this wonderful Chinese restaurant where we just were able to sit and be all around, and we could all talk to each other and face each other. I think 9 was the perfect group. So, you know, in that 12 limit. And, you know, you mentioned workplace. I think place of worship perhaps as well. Uh-huh. Or, you know, other communities. Like, I'm going to the big CrossFit games. I'm going to the big CrossFit games this Saturday and Sunday. And there's going to be a lot of people there. And I know I have a little bit of anxiety about it. Different than the little sort of regional things that I've been to before. Mm-hmm. So, all right. We're talking about, seriously, when it comes to socializing and health, size maybe perhaps does matter. And how you feel, and own it. And it's so good to understand that all sorts of things in our lives contribute to how we feel. And the better thing is that we have and get to take control over it. You increase awareness, you increase your power, and you're able to truly, really learn how to stay well yourself. And that's what we do here, Radio MD and RadioMD.com. We try to stay well together.